I'm here in the Padres clubhouse, and right now I'm joined by yesterday's starting pitcher, Blake Snell. Blake, congratulations on a really good outing yesterday. Six innings, one run given up. How'd you feel on the mound last night?
Yeah, no, felt good. Happy we were able to get some runs early and then kind of just settled in from there.
The last three starts, a 106 ERA, the stuff has looked really good. The results have been right there with it. How have you felt these last few outings?
Yeah, I felt good. The last few outings, I felt great. The whole season, I felt great. It's just the results, you know. Finding a way to get the results to be better is always good, but ultimately I'm just focused on how can I get better, what am I doing right, what am I doing wrong, and how can I keep moving forward with that.
You talk about that evaluation, and right before I turned on the microphone, you were looking at some of that post-game evaluation, some of the materials that the staff will give you to review how you did. For you, start by start, what does that post-game evaluation usually entail?
Yeah, usually I'll look at the sheet that Ruben gives me, and then I'll watch the game, and I'll like kind of assess and see what I did right and wrong within the game. And then a couple days before I play, now San Fran, I'll start watching their hitters, key in on some guys, and see if I see any weaknesses, see who's, you know, on fire, who's cold, and kind of understand how I'm going to pitch those guys before the next time I see them. So there's a lot that goes into it, but every day has purpose and meaning, and I try to just focus on one thing at a time leading up to that.
How do you balance between evaluating hitters sort of day by day, start by start, but also staying true to what you do and what your strengths are?
Yeah, I mean, I know myself the best, so I know how I'm going to attack most of the guys, and then getting the understanding of, you know, what they're doing and where their hot zones have been, and then I just try to understand how I'm going to get them out and how to attack them. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of both. You play both, and then from there you just move forward and you make your game plan, and then you stick to it. You change if you see them change, but most of the time the hitters don't change, and if they do, they get more aggressive if you're in the zone.
I think you said earlier this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you put the change up in timeout for a little bit earlier this year. I overheard you and Ruben talking a little bit about that changeup. Do you feel like that changeup's coming back now?
Yeah, no, changeup's good. It's just now I'm throwing it when I need to throw it. Like when the at bat calls for me to throw it, I'll throw it. But if it doesn't call for me to throw it, I have such good spin and such good fastball that I don't really need to throw it, especially when, you know, they're getting hits on it more than the other three pitches. So I'm not going to be stupid because I love the changeup. I'm just going to throw it when I know that it's a good pitch to throw. It's a good, you know, kind of can offset them to where they think spin and they're attacking something that they think is going to be down and in and it runs away. So it's all just what the at-bat calls for.
Blake, this has been quite a few days for this team in this clubhouse, the new additions, also guys getting traded away. Now that you've had maybe just a day or two to kind of sit and think about it, how would you assess the last 48, 72 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really enjoy yesterday. I had to focus on the start, but I'm excited today to actually, you know, feel the energy of the guys and add to that. So I'm excited, but yesterday I didn't really get to be a part of it. I had to focus on my job. So today I'll definitely have a lot of fun and feel that energy today.
Yeah, I was watching Yu Darvish on Tuesday, and I was thinking about that during game one of the doubleheader. Like, everything is going on, but Yu Darvish is locked in, ready to go. It's the only way to be. Again, we're joined by Blake Snell here at the clubhouse. Before today's game, the series finale against the Colorado Rockies. The crowd last night, 44,000 plus, the place was rocking. It was electric from the first inning on. Really, I'm sure as you're warming up in the bullpen, you could feel it. How does that help you on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, it helps everybody, you know. We're all in it together, and I think that's the biggest thing is when they show up, we feel it, we see it, we love it, and it's something that we look forward to. We love when our crowd sells out. We love seeing just everyone having a good time. It's like a party here, and it makes it that much more sweeter when we feel that, and then we can get them a win and make everyone go home happy and just, you know, excited for what's to come. So we have the team to win every game, every day, and we're going to try to do that. And we want to see the crowd, you know, we want to see a sellout every day. We want to see it for the rest of the season, sold out, playoffs, everything. Because we're going to give it 100%. We're going to try to go all the way and win this thing. So we're going to need them the whole time.
Yeah, that crowd certainly makes a big difference. You know, we were talking before I turned on the microphone about this being my first season in the major leagues covering the Padres. And I'll say, I mean, I've known you're a great pitcher for a long time, but I also know you from Twitch. And I would watch some of those streams sometimes. Now, I'm not a big video game guy, but, you know, I like TikTok. I like Twitch. I like to kind of check things out and figure out why, you know, people are interested in watching other people play video games. I was fascinated by it for a while. What do you like about streaming and Twitch and playing video games and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Twitch, I started it a long time ago. I think 2018, 2017. I started it, and it was just more like to just hang out with, like, people that are fans and they're, like, too shy to say hi. They're too shy to, like, you know, oh, my God, you're a big leaguer. And it was more like, yo, we're all the same. We're human, and we're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time, and you're going to feel like you know me and I know you. And that's kind of where it started. And then we've created quite a cool group of people that all, you know, enjoy each other. I know a lot of people have made friends and have, like, hung out with each other in person from those streams. And they play video games together. Like, it's pretty cool just to see how much that's connected a lot of people. So for me, that, I mean, I love doing it in the off season. I have time to do it then. But during the season, it's just too hard. It's way too hard. I don't have time for it.
It's hard to be both a great starting pitcher and a content creator at the same time. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just focus on one thing. So I got plenty of other things to focus on, and then in the off season, I'll focus on the video games.
Absolutely. Blake Snell joining us pregame as we get ready for today's game between the Padres and the Rockies. Blake, as always, thanks so much for the time. Keep up the great work. It's been a lot of fun watching you pitch this year, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you.